Hello, everybody, and welcome to tonight's stream. It is, of course, the Patriotic Alternative monthly update, and this one is for November. And those of you who are extremely astute will be saying, but Mark, it is not November, it is December. And indeed, it is December. And we're having a few changes. We're revamping a few things. And one of the things we're changing is the monthly updates, rather than being the last Friday of the month, they will only be the last Friday of the month if that Friday happens to basically be the last day of the month. Because what we're doing is sometimes people are missing the last weekend's activism off that monthly update. So essentially what it ends up with is, if we're doing this last Friday of the month, the last weekend in November would then end up basically being lost. And that was particularly crucial this month or last month, as you'll find out very soon, because our guys have been very, very busy with a few new campaigns, which we're going to be talking about. So we're live tonight on Odyssey, we're live on DLive, and we're live on RadioAlbion.com. Please do share the links. And if you're watching on Odyssey, which is our preferred platform, it'd be a massive, massive favor if you hit that like button, because remember, the more people that hit the like button, the more people are exposed to the stream. Now, if you want to get involved in tonight's stream, you absolutely can do. You can contribute to the stream via asking questions through Entropy or through Odyssey. Now, to ask questions through Entropy, you can ask paid or non-paid. And to ask questions through Entropy, through Odyssey, you just have to hit the donate button. And to ask questions through Entropy, you can ask paid or non-paid donations. Now, your paid or non-paid donations questions will all be answered tonight. So if you ask a non-paid question through Entropy, it'll be answered. If you ask a paid question through either Entropy or Odyssey, all of those will absolutely be answered tonight. We always do that. And we've got a range of different things we're discussing about things that happened during the last month, but also about future plans. And there's some important updates tonight about our code of conduct, which I want to discuss and clear up. Because, some of these things, they're important things to discuss, and things get said about us in the press sometimes. And the best way to clear those things up, to talk directly to you guys, to field questions and discuss things. Anyway, that's my opening ramble over with. Hopefully people are filtering in now. We've got a good few hundred people watching already. So, Laura, how are you this evening? What have you been up to? Are you enjoying the Christmas buzz? And I hope you weren't one of those awful people that puts all your Christmas decorations up before the first.
Do you know what? I usually get to December the 1st and I'm like, let's put them up. But I'm just so busy with work at the moment. It's December the 2nd now and they're not up. And I think maybe Sunday we might be able to put them up. But we're trying to figure out where to put the tree because our little girl is obviously going to be grabbing hold of it and pulling all the baubles off if we put it on the floor. But yeah, I'm looking forward to the stream. I am feeling festive. It feels like now it's December. We're allowed to be festive. We're allowed to talk about Christmas and sing Christmas songs and stuff. I was creating the graphics for the regional roundups today, and our regions have just been so busy. I really thought it had quietened down because it's getting towards the end of the year. But nope, just so much to report back. So I'll keep my intro short and let's jump in.
We're doing the Christmas decorations this weekend. Look, I love Christmas. I love Christmas decorations. But what I hate is sort of the commercialization of Christmas. I hate seeing the Halloween stuff disappear from shops on November the 1st, only to be replaced by Christmas stuff. And I always feel Christmas sort of gets earlier and earlier each year. Earlier and earlier each year. And I don't really like that. I think it takes the magic away a bit. And I think an entire month of or more of Christmas decorations being up behind the house kind of dilutes the fun of it all. I just think it's more special. When we were kids, I can't ever remember putting Christmas decorations up until sort of the second week in December. They were sort of always up in our house, sort of 10, 15 days before Christmas, but never sort of like from the end of November. And people think I'm a bit of a Grinch. I just don't like watering things down and spoiling people with too much. So that's my take on Christmas. Anyway, November has been a very busy month. And this is amazing because traditionally, November has been a very quiet month in nationalist politics. It's traditionally been a month when people are winding down. The nights are coming in. It's getting a lot colder. Weather's not great. but we've had a very busy month. And we started November with one of the most important dates on the nationalist calendar, which is obviously Remembrance Sunday. And we were out in force all over the country. And I've got to say, I am so incredibly proud of all of our activists and all of our supporters that went out and did something, because our regions often put on multiple events, and each one of those multiple events were actually attended by more people than some of the other nationalist parties managed to pull in on a national level. I know that our Remembrance Day event in York was absolutely fantastic. There were some great speakers there, great people, everyone dressed very smartly. People went for dinner afterwards. It was really, really wonderful to see. But that was mirrored all over the country. And I've got to give a special shout out to Scotland. Scotland often do some really, really lovely things. They obviously won the first two Indigenous Peoples Day events with their wonderful activism. But this year, their No More Brothers War banner on Remembrance Day, I thought was brilliant. Really fantastic message. And some people say, oh, yeah, what are you politicising Remembrance Day for? Well, the people who are saying that should probably pipe down a little bit, because every Remembrance Day ceremony that I went to when I was in the British National Party was always politicised. I used to go to the ones in central Leeds with Leeds BNP, and I can tell you this now, there was always a speech at those Remembrance Day gatherings by someone who was very eager to tell us that Remembrance Day was absolutely a political event. It was a multicultural event, that the Second World War and the First World War were fought for multiculturalism, for globalism, for LGBT rights, for progressive politics. And that's what that was all about. And I think the statement, No More Brothers Wars, is far more in tune with how most people who are reasonable see those wars than the message that those wars were fought for multiculturalism or progressive, liberal, LGBT garbage. Laura, you were obviously there and you're instrumental in making sure the website works. What did you think to our Remembrance Day activities this year?
Yeah, it's always really humbling, I think, and touching when you see the activists across the country, Scotland and Wales included, go out and leave reefs and do things, because really what our ancestors fought for was their nation, it was their people, it was to keep their people safe. Despite what you think of the politics of back then, you know, they stood up and they said, I'm going to defend my people, and we remember them and we honour their sacrifice. And I think it's disgusting how it is being politicised by the left today, where they're saying, you know, oh, these people were the first anti-fascists and stuff like that. It's like, shut up. All of my relatives and all of my friends' relatives who I know who fought in any war have exactly the same politics as us. They don't want grooming gangs. They don't want this LGBT agenda. They don't want to feel like a stranger in their own home. So to mock and just be disgraceful towards what they did, their sacrifice, you know, risking their lives, by saying that it was for global home or this LGBT agenda, I think it's absolutely disgusting. So it's important that we do stand up and we say, we remember what they fought for, and that was their people, that was their nation. And obviously we are thankful that they did that. Again, whether we agree politically or not, it was just very sad what happened, a huge, 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 huge loss of life, which didn't need to happen. It was good to see that PA activists across the whole of Britain gave up their time to remember those people.
I agree. And I think that seeing the way that the nationalist movement in certain quarters has shrunk, so groups or parties like the National Front and the BNP, they don't do really those things anymore. The National Front had a very small turnout in London, but the British National Party doesn't do anything. And seeing that PA were so well represented all over the country with so many different wreath layings all over, it really, really was good to see. And it goes to show that we are a national organization. We're not one of these organizations where nothing happens unless myself and Laura turn up smiling for a photo op. Activity happens all over organically. And that's what we want. This organization wasn't started to put either myself or Laura on a pedestal. It was started to empower nationalists all over the country to work together locally within this framework and build their own little local communities. And the fruits of that can be seen when you see our wonderful Remembrance Day events. Now, Laura, we're going to move on now. Remembrance Day was obviously huge. There's a big article upon the website about it. And usually this show's just about PA and what PA have been doing over the last month. But we had some really huge news, the census news, that is, in the last week, the census news on ethnicity. And obviously, when PA was formed, PA, we talk about a lot of things. We talk about a lot of things that aren't talked about in the mainstream. You know, obviously, Drag Queen Story Hour was a major thing that we talked about. But we're fundamentally known for our opposition to the demographic annihilation, the replacement of white Britons here in Britain. We're opposed to the replacement and the erasure of the indigenous people of these islands. Now, the census results came out, and you're obviously the census lady. You're the statistician between us. So what I'm going to do now, guys, Laura's going to do a hour and a half long presentation and deep dive into the census results. I'm going to sit here and just game, basically, for the rest of the stream as Laura tells you all about the census. Obviously, that's a joke. It's not going to be an hour and a half, but Laura is the expert on this. Laura's going to say a bit about what the results mean. I am actually going to pay attention. That was a joke. And we're going
well, I'm not. I could talk about
You're going to say that I game during streams now or something scandalous, aren't you?
I'm not saying anything, but when you've not got your camera on. So obviously the census came out, and we did actually get the data about ethnicity. We weren't sure whether we were going to get it or not. Whether it's true or not is another thing, but we have been given data about ethnicity. Obviously the data relates to England and Wales, which is different to any previous data, which is for the whole of the United Kingdom. England tends to be the worst out of the four countries demographically, but we have new data for England and Wales, and I'm currently in the process of updating the demographics tab on the PA website. I do apologise that it takes me a little bit longer to do reports like this nowadays, but I'm trying to juggle my PA work and running a very, very busy tea business, which is just going mental at the moment, and a baby. So I will have that finished by next week at some point. But there's a very quick article on the PA website today if you just want to take a quick look at the stats. And in a way, I'm happy to say that the predictions that were put forward by Patriotic Alternative were basically 100% accurate. So go back to what we were saying about the statistics a year or 2 years ago, because the numbers that we said are the numbers that have come out. We said it would be around 75% white British, and in England and Wales, it is actually 74.4% now, which has dropped from 80.5%. So that's a drop of 6% if we look at the whole 100% 10 years ago. And then 10 years before that, another drop of 7%. So it's a very steep incline. I mean, 6-7% in a decade of a population is just absolutely huge. And then the white share of the population in 2011 was 86%. 2021, 81.7%. I do believe that the group that have grown the largest in terms of percentage is the group called Asian. Obviously, in Britain, when we're talking about Asians, we're not talking about Chinese people. We're basically talking about Pakistanis who have a very high fertility rate. I believe it's around 3.5 children per woman. London, Patriotic Alternative suggested that it would be around 35% white British. I believe it is 35% white British. I haven't got the figure in front of me right now, but it's mid-30s.
37. Thought we were 37. Slightly on that. Yeah, 37.
Well, it probably is closer to, I mean, it's probably closer to 30.
Yeah, I'm just going to interject there and just say, whatever you see in the census is best case scenario, because migrants and people of migrant descent, especially those who don't speak English, and there's a large number of them within this sort of Asian community, which is the largest growing sector, they don't fill out the census as much as English speakers, especially indigenous, you know, white Brits. And illegal migrants don't even fill out the census. They're not accounted for. So Laura is correct, though. Although it says 37%, they reckon there's around 2 million illegal immigrants in Britain. That's correct, isn't it, Laura? About 2 million. And half of them are meant to be in London.
when Theresa May was Prime Minister, I think she was saying it was around 2 million then. So God knows what it is now with the amount of thousands coming in every week.
But the split is about 50-50, isn't it? With London taking 50%, Greater London taking 50%, and 50% sort of distributed, probably in major. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So
let's say there's 2.5. Let's say there's 2 million. Let's say it's stayed static, which it hasn't. That would mean there's 1 million extra people in London that aren't on the census, basically, who are all not, you know, all not white British.
So I think the census says 35-37% for London. I can't remember off the top of my head, but it is right what we said, and that's a drop from 44.89%. In 2011, so 44.89% down to mid-30s. That is a huge drop in just a decade. And as far as I know, Patriotic Alternative are the only organisation that were putting those predictions out there and saying, you know, we can work this out based on the immigration figures and the fertility rate figures, and our predictions were 100% correct. Obviously, it's not nice to be right about this, but at least I hope people will understand that we are telling the truth and we are on top of it. A very sharp decline. I mean, there's lots of things to do with the census that you can break down. I believe another figure which has increased is households where there's more than one race living in them, the number of people who never get married, obviously the fertility rate for white British people. Basically, everything is going in the wrong direction. But happy to answer any questions about it tonight if anyone's got any questions. And I will be getting a full write-up, including handy graphics of charts and stuff, on the PA website next week. And then you can share them or you can keep them for your references. This is a really big event for Patriotic Alternative because, as Mark said, demographics is the bread and butter of our organisation. And it's something that it's like our continuous number one issue. Obviously, other things pop up over time, but demographics is our big thing. So we're going to be talking about this for a very long time, and I hope other people will continue to share it as well, because it should be a big wake-up call for some people.
It shouldn't. I just want to follow up what we said about London. Birmingham, so London, the official figures state that London is only 37% white British. Now, what we're saying, and we're backing that up with evidence, that, you know, there's meant to be minimum 1 million illegal immigrants living in London alone. It's likely to be around 35% white British. But London isn't the only city to go that way. The other big news was Birmingham is also the same, that is now only 42% white British. So the two biggest cities, Britain's first and second cities, are now places where white Britons are a minority. That's obviously very worrying. I believe Leicester is the same. There's other cities that are going the same way. And whether they keep reporting ethnicity or not, I mean, part of me thinks they won't report ethnicity next time. But then part of me thinks, well, they probably will, because the establishment's response to this data has basically been to just laugh, mock, crow, celebrate, and really poke fun at anyone that's outraged by it. But it has been very interesting from my point of view to see people who were previously race deniers, like Nigel Farage, come out and say, hey, there's something absolutely wrong here. So yeah, very important stuff to unpack there. Now, we talked a little bit about the census because our guys have been very, very active locally. Recently, on a local level, our guys have been super, super active. And what they're active with is putting out leaflets about the migrants coming over and being housed in hotels. Now, these leaflets have been going out all over. They've been going out in the East Midlands. They've been going out in the Southwest. They've been going out in Wales. They're the areas that I know about that have done locally focused leaflets. There are probably others. I don't look at one point. When I came on this show and put out...
it's hard to keep up with it, isn't it? I get told off at least once a month because I've not shared something, and I'm like, there's so much content to share, you need to send it to me. But yeah, it's hard to keep up on top of everything, but things have gone out.
Well, that's the thing. When I used to come on this show with you, I would bring out a new leaflet and I'd say, this is the new leaflet. This is the new leaflet. This is what we're doing. This is what's going out. This is the leaflet for this month, and that would be the leaflet for the month, PAE's new take on what was ever in the news. That's not the case anymore. When you see us come on a stream and debut a new leaflet, that's the tip of the iceberg. Because, as we said, we've just listed four places that we know of that are doing local leaflets. Now, these leaflets are about a specific hotel. They're naming specific members of parliament, councillors, local authority figures that have rubber stamped these migrants staying in that hotel. These are local campaigns carried out by local people under the PA banner that are raising the profile not only of PA, but also asking local people to commit to a small action and write to those politicians voicing their concern, disgust, anger over this particular issue. Now, these leaflets, they're going down a storm. They're doing really, really well. People are very, very happy to receive them. We're getting loads of loads of inquiries off them. So the first guy we're going to bring on is a guest. It's Lawrence. He is our Southwest regional organizer. And he came to me about probably a week or so ago and said, "Hi, Mark, can you help us do a local leaflet?" I did. That local leaflet has now, thousands of those leaflets have already gone out in the Southwest since they were designed. The campaign's going very well. So welcome, Lawrence, our Southwest regional organizer. How are you doing, my friend? And do you want to tell us a little bit about yourself and the campaign?
Good evening, Mark. Good evening, Laura. Thank you for having me on. Yes, so we got a tip-off down here in the Southwest that there was a hotel just outside of Bridgewater that was going to be housing illegals. Now, someone put a comment in our channel to let us know because they have a friend of a friend who was working there. So we did a bit of investigation and found out it was basically true. So PA, we're really good about this. I came to you and I said, "Look, Mark, like I say, I need help with this leaflet. Can you design one for me?" So we put something together. You sent it to us. And then I said, "Brilliant, I'll get that sorted." I've already sent some of those out. We're going to be doing some more in the next few days and hopefully next week as well. If you've been following this story along about the migrants in hotels, you'll see that most of it is around like the East Mids and Eastern, but we're getting hit pretty bad down here as well. There's new ones are happening in Exmouth. There's now a third hotel in Torbay that's having it. The Bridgewater one, like I already mentioned. And there's one which was in just outside of Newquay. That's one where that story about the migrants having scabies coming in. Now, scabies, very, very horrific to deal with. They're like tiny little mites. And once they get in, you know, your skin and then get onto furniture, you practically have to give up that furniture. They borrow and they will just be a nightmare to get rid of. So not only are you having to pay for this, you're also having to pay for the cleanup and the replacement. So if you really want a good example of just how bad the problem is, I don't think you can find a finer example right there.
Well, I've just popped up the leaflet on the screen. "Tory shame, illegal migrants housed here." You've got the picture of three local officials, one MP, a councillor and the mayor. It gives the details of how to contact those people and make the complaints as well. So how are those leaflets going down, Lawrence? Are people that you're interacting with happy that there's people out on the ground doing something?
They definitely are. What you've got to remember about the Southwest as well is that we don't really have a great chain of big cities. We have some bigger towns, but it's mostly just small towns and then a lot of people who are happily retired and, you know, don't want to have these people dumped on their doorstep. So you do get like a lot of the older folk who are just happy that somebody's going out there and, you know, putting their time to good use and letting other people know about it. We've gone through a few first batch, and hopefully we're going to get through the remainder soon. We are going to be hitting some of the bigger places to just let them know about it. But yeah, I think it's been pretty uniform across the country. People are rightly furious about these.
Laura, do you have anything to ask?
Not something to ask, but I just want to say thank you, really, and great work to you and your team, because at Patriotic Alternative, there's so much going on. I think we leaflet so much across the whole country. I think it doesn't get the appreciation that it deserves sometimes. I mean, obviously, you know, all our activists, and me and Mark appreciate it and that kind of stuff, but it's like, you can't sort of go leafleting and it's like, wow, because there's loads of leafleting, but just that effort to give up your own time and your own money to pay for leaflets and get out on a weekend, on an evening, when you could be just chilling out, watching a film or, you know, having something to eat or whatever. It is a proper, like, true dedication, and it takes a really special person, I think, to be that selfless and just think, I'm going to give up my comfort, my time, my money, etc., to go out and try and make things better for my people. And it's happening a lot across all the regions, but it never goes unnoticed and it always is appreciated. Yeah, it's just great to be part of this community. So I guess I just wanted to say thank you and let you all know in the Southwest that you are appreciated and you're doing such a good job.
Yeah, I want to echo that. We are obviously massively thankful when we see people doing this, spreading the message. These leaflets are really the lifeblood of the party. Since we were sort of kicked off mainstream social networks, since we were kicked off YouTube, Twitter, Facebook, reaching the public isn't a matter of just spamming out pictures of banner drops and cozy picnics and litter picks and, you know, other activities. We have to get our publicity by going out and doing the hard work. And it's people like Lawrence and his team who are doing that. And, you know, I want to, you know, tell anyone, if you've got a good idea, come to me and I will help you with the leaflet as well. You know, myself and Laura are here to help. And, you know, when it comes down to it, these leaflets, they do make a massive difference. So thank you so much, Lawrence. Is there anything else you'd like to add before we move on?
Just want to say a few quick words. I mean, yeah, I'd like to basically echo that right back to you guys. Since becoming an RO, I found you both and the whole RO team to be incredibly helpful. You've been helpful with resources. You've given up your time to explain things, or in your case, Mark, helped design the leaflets. It's been very much appreciated. And I think we are now slowly but surely getting ourselves into a position where the Southwest is welcoming more and more people. Everybody understands the situation we're in. Everybody knows that they have a part to play. And yeah, I just hope that we can see better things from us in 2023, because I'm not going away. These problems aren't going away. So we're going to have to keep dealing with them until we actually have a good resolution to them. But besides that, no, I'll let you both get on. But thank you for having me on.
Thank you so much, Lawrence. It's been great. And thank you for all your hard work. I'll speak to you again soon, my friend. So, on the back of what we've just said with the local leaflets, we do realise that not everybody can do local leaflets, or not everybody wants a local leaflet doing, but they want to do something. So to assist groups or individuals or local branches, or, you know, just groups of friends who want to get out and do something, there is a new leaflet up on the PA website. It went up today. And this is a leaflet again. I've designed this. And this is 5-star hotels for migrants whilst Brits freeze. Now, that is obviously a picture of a homeless white guy. And above is a picture of an actual 5-star hotel that migrants are being housed in. Now, we do like the local leaflets, but it is good to have a national leaflet that anyone can use. So if you want to go out and do something quickly, if you don't have time to put together stuff for a local leaflet for me to design or can't design it yourself, this national leaflet can be used by anybody, anywhere. And you can go, you can download this leaflet, you can print it off, use it as much or as little as you want. You can home print it, or you can send it to one of the many print-on-demand companies that have popped up all over the UK. They're very, very cheap. They'll deliver the leaflet straight to your house. And this allows anyone to get in on this, because obviously, as Christmas is coming up, as Indigenous Brits really feel the pinch, we really want to put our flag in the sand over this issue, you know, we want to push back against the migrant hotel scandal, and we want to ensure that normal people know there is an organization out there fighting for their interests. Now, we sent out a big email update to everyone on our email list. So everyone now has got a copy of this leaflet. Everyone who signed up to our website, 16,000 people, they've all seen this leaflet and they know where to download it from. So if you do have a bit of spare time and you want to do some activism, but you haven't got a local leaflet, there's one that you can use anywhere in the UK. So, please, please feel free to do that. And on our resources page now, I think we're one of the best nationalist parties in the country when it comes to resources. I think there's over a dozen different local leaflets there now. You can print any of them off. Some of them are a bit out of date. Some of them are about sort of COVID lockdowns and things like that. You might not want to use those leaflets anymore, but there's plenty of good stuff. There's the 2026 leaflet. There's the Love Your Country leaflet with a red squirrel. They're really popular. And now there's this. There's also leaflets about the migrant boats arriving on our shores every day. Please make use of the resource section. That's going to be updated, as always, almost on a monthly basis. So there's options there for people who want local leaflets and national. Laura, are you happy with this leaflet? You've got to really say yes, because I designed it. So if you said no, I'd be all upset. Laura was just saying earlier, she wouldn't be seen dead putting it out. It's an awful design.
I'm happy with the leaflet. I'm just not happy with the website. But we are overhauling it at the moment. That's one of our big projects for next year. But yeah, it's, you know, every week, maybe multiple times a week, there's a new example of something disgusting that the Tory government have done to overlook British people and to prioritise illegal migrants. And there was the article that you shared on Telegram a week or so ago, Mark, which really sort of hit me in the gut, of the homeless guy who was sat outside Costa and he made his dog's bed for the last time and then died in the night. Just a white guy, a British guy, sat outside with a dog, died because he's homeless. And then people are coming over, new haircuts, designer trainers, flash phones, filming themselves being all cocky, getting stuck in 5-star hotels. And there's tons and tons of examples of things like this. And it's just, I don't know how anyone can still support the Tories. I really don't. They're just disgusting. But yeah, you know, we genuinely do care about our people. I'm not sure if we're going to have the Northeast regional organiser on at some point, who is really heavy on the homeless outreach as well. It's probably the best region for homeless outreach. But we genuinely, I mean, we're still in our infancy. We're only 3 years old, but we have solutions to help homeless people, to help the elderly, to help people who are on a low income. We have a full package. And over time, you're going to be learning more and more and more about that package. So, yeah, exciting times for Pierre.
Should we bring on Steve now?
Is he backstage?
He is.
Yes, then.
Hello, Stephen. Are you there, my friend?
Good evening. Yes, can you hear me okay?
We can. This is Stephen. He's our Northeast regional organizer. And as Laura so rightly said, Steve and his team are absolutely fantastic when it comes to the homeless outreach stuff. They're very, very active doing that. And at this time of year, that's so very important, especially when the government are effectively spitting in the face of homeless people. And we recently saw the sad story of that homeless man freezing to death on the East Coast. How are you doing, Stephen? Would you like to tell us a little bit about your homeless outreach events?
Yeah, no problem. Obviously, we like to head out into the local cities in the Northeast, and we obviously have quite a prolific homeless issue. There's a lot of homeless people within Newcastle, Sunderland, Durham. So something that obviously we feel that we can really contribute and help is, you know, on a regular basis, go out there and just give them some food. Something we do at this time of year in the winter is we provide hand warmers. I know it's not a really big thing, but it helps them and keeps them warm. Obviously, we do talk about and contrast the issues that's happening with the migrants come in and the hotel issue. And for us, you know, the hypocrisy of it makes it all the more important that we go out and at least show that somebody cares about our folk who are homeless on the streets in our cities.
I mean, you say that giving hand warmers is not really significant, but if everyone did a little something to help, then, you know, these people would be okay. It's just, it's just so sad how the Tories have just betrayed and forgot about so many people. But yeah, I mean, do you want to tell us anything else about the Northeast? We recently came up to see you guys and we did a cultural ghost tour as well, didn't we? That was fun.
We did, yes, in Durham. It was excellent. It was really good. So yeah, that's something, you know, we do as well, which is, you know, we obviously try and focus on the activism and the politics, but at the same time, community is really important. And building cross-regional relationships and getting activists to meet each other, you know, helps build those relationships, and something that, you know, we can work on bigger in terms of our activism in the future, you know, especially, for example, the Leeds demo this year. You know, we had people from multiple regions all turning up and working together. I think, for me, that's something that we want to focus on next year, is starting to do a lot more, to become more active politically, and start working with other regions to try and create a bigger presence.
It was a shame that you couldn't make the Drag Queen Story Hour event in Leeds, but your other half was there, wasn't she? I think that was my favourite event of the year.
Was it? Yeah, you can see the pictures of her with her bump and everything.
You're also looking forward to, I was going to raise that, you're also looking forward to expanding your little family very soon, aren't you, Stephen?
Yes, we're only a couple of weeks off now, so we're almost in just the days, not the weeks anymore.
What would you like me to do, Stephen? Tell you how good it's going to be, or tell you the truth about the sleepless nights, the nightmares, the disobedient children? What would you like? Would you like the sugar, or would you like the truth?
Oh, I'll always stick with the truth, always.
Well, we'll just give you the sugar. The truth would take too long. It's going to be wonderful, mate. You'll love every minute of it.
It's been through me all day. I was like, Catherine didn't sleep last night at all. And he's like, it's just going to get worse, you know, Laura. I'm like, shut up.
It only gets worse. I can tell you, when you have a child, you go through several phases. You go through the phase of like, I'm not sleeping. None of us are sleeping. He or she feeds through the night constantly. It must get better. Then they become a toddler. And you think, oh my gosh, I wish sleepless nights were my only problem. That is where you end up. Today, I turned my back. I think it was for moments. I must have left the room to find that my darling daughter had managed to rub a raspberry, like the fruit, the actual berry, into the duvet cover of a bed. Absolutely joyous moment in the Collett house. Laura was saying, couldn't sleep all night. And I was like, just you wait until they're a toddler. Because when you're scrubbing raspberry stains out of a duvet cover first thing in the morning and you're pulling your hair out, you'll wish for those days when there was just a tiny little bean on the bed gurgling away, I can tell you. Anyway, Steve, I've probably put the fear of God into you now. Hopefully I've not scared you too much.
Not at all. I'm looking forward to it. I can't wait.
It will be amazing. It's just, it's never not worth it a million times over.
I've got to say this, though. We've had quite a few PA babies now, haven't we?
Mm-hmm. We have. There's twins just been born up in Scotland, the West Mids as well. There's been a few recent ones.
There has. And I always love it when I get some of the best messages I get off the activists and the supporters is when they say, hey, we've just had a baby. And it's even better when they say, we've just had a baby and we met at a PA event. That is absolutely special. And I can't wait for future conferences, camps, family picnics, etc., to see sort of that crop of families and PA children growing up. It's absolutely wonderful. I mean, when we started this community, if somebody had said 3 years down the line, we'll be in the position we're in with, you know, giant conferences, huge national activities, active local branches, and a crop of nationalist families having babies, that is exactly what we're all about. So, Steve, it has been great speaking to you tonight. Thank you for being with us. Keep up all the wonderful work. And obviously, good luck to you and your lovely partner. And we wish you all the best. Can't wait to see those pictures when the little bundle of joy arrives.
Thank you very much. Yes, you guys will be the first to find out. We'll share it with you first.
Can't wait.
Thank you so much, mate. Speak to you again soon. Thank you.
Cheers. Bye. Cheers.
So, Laura, we've done a lot of the political stuff, but something that's more community-based is we did it last year and we've done it this year again. Obviously, Christmas is coming up and people really don't want to be spending all their hard-earned money with these big globalist corporations that usually always hate, you know, white people, white Christian families. They hate straight people. For them, it's all about LGBT, globalism, mass immigration, diversity, and pretty much spitting in the face of people you would think would be their regular customers. And because of that, one of the things that we've seen growing around PA is a number of different nationalist businesses, obviously the most famous of which is your Grandma Towler's Tea, but you're certainly not the only nationalist business that's still up and that's set up and is up and running and providing services or goods. So would you like to talk a little bit about the Christmas gift guide?
Yeah, so it's right at the top of the homepage on the PA website. So if you head to the PA website, really easy to find. And basically the number of businesses owned by people within the PA community, it's just growing. It feels like every year there's maybe three or four more businesses. And, you know, sometimes people say, oh, you know, what does it matter selling tea? But the reason why we're doing this is because we're able to keep money within our communities. And it means that our people are able to be self-sufficient, so they don't have to rely on anyone else. They can be public, and we can basically support each other so that people can, you know, not risk getting fired from their jobs. You're not spending your money with a huge corporation who's going to donate to charities like Black Lives Matter. It's about keeping money within our communities, and it's about being self-sufficient as well and being able to stand on your own two feet. So this is something that we want to grow. I do believe it's in our roadmap, maybe under the 5-year mark or the 10-year mark. Like we really, really want to push nationalist owned businesses. But yeah, we have obviously Grandma Towler's, Celtic Moon Candles, Clean and Pure Soaps. We have Faithful Hand Honeys and Syrups. The Patriarch's got his cards up there. We've got Maypole Antiques, who Stephen was just on. We've got Claymore Books. I feel like I've missed a big one as well. I know we're going to talk about Jodine a little bit, so I'll keep that separate. But yeah, if you just head to the PA website, there's all the nationalist businesses on there. And one thing that I wanted to show you, because I got my coffee this week, is Grandma Towler's Cakes and Bakes, which is available to purchase from Claymore Books. As you can see, it's quite a thick book, and it's absolutely beautiful. It really is. It's full colour images. I don't know if you can see this. Not really, can you? I go this way. It's like full colour images of the pictures. There we go. It's just so much love and effort has gone into the book. You know, the editing team have done such a good job. It's shiny on the front as well, so if you spill anything on it, it will be okay. And I believe it has just under 90 recipes in there. It's available to purchase from Claymore Books. So if you want to get a copy of this, obviously some of the money will go to Claymore Books because the things that they've had to buy to get the book. But profits are going to be going to Patriotic Alternative. So, yeah, get one for Christmas. I got one for my grandma, actually, and she was showing her friend it, and her friend was like, I want one of these. So my grandma gave it to a friend, and my grandma's now ordered another one. But yeah, just really, really proud of this book. It's absolutely beautiful, and it's got a good selection, and it's got like cakes, it's got breads, it's got savoury stuff in, it's got biscuits, it's got buns, it's got basically anything that you can bake. Have you had a look at it yet, Mark? You haven't, have you?
I have. I've seen it at the conference. It's absolutely brilliant. It's beautifully laid out. Everything's done in a really, really nice and professional manner. It's dead easy to read. There's not just the ingredients. There's a methodology on most of the different recipes. So it doesn't just sort of say, this is what you need. It talks you through everything. There's helpful tips. I know on the one I did, I put different options. So if you want, you can use butter, or I always use stalk. Some people don't like stalk. They say, oh, you know, it's horrible. It's not as natural as butter, but it is easy to work with. And the cakes come up a little bit fluffier. And people give their tips of how they bake them, how they make them, you know, their traditional family recipe. It's absolutely brilliant. And the cover art is superb. That was done by our friend of PA, Kat Hugger. She did that for us. Looks really professional. And I think if that sat on anybody's bookshelf, that is as professional as any cookbook. It's really, really nice. It makes a great gift, helps support Patriotic Alternative. It's really, really good stuff. So well done to everybody involved. And also there's my cupcake recipe in there. So yeah.
Max Bacon is in there. But I just want to say the thing, and I'm like completely gushing over it, but the thing that I like the most about the book is, I don't know if you buy recipe books sometimes and you need like 50 ingredients to make something and it's like really, really difficult and you make it and it looks nothing like the picture. These recipes were all made by people in the PA community. So they're all accessible. You know, some of them are like really, really good. Some of them are made by children and they're just like three or four ingredients, but everything was made by someone in our community. So it's stuff that you can get hold of and your picture will look like a picture in the book. It's just a really authentic book. So yeah, it's available at claremorebooks.co.uk. Yeah, get yourselves a copy for Christmas.
And that's a really important thing what Laura said. Every picture in there is actually taken by somebody in this community who decided to prepare that for the community competition. So these aren't things that are going to be above the sort of pay grade of the average person who wants to bake a cake. These are things that anyone can do. And they're not things that have been photoshopped. They're not things that, you know, instead of pouring milk over them, they poured PVA glue or anything like that. They've not been touched up. There's no trickery. What you see is what you get. And I think people will get a lot of joy out of that book going through those recipes with their families. Now, the next thing, we've also got PA calendars this year. They're up for sale on the Grandma Towler's website. Please grab one of them if you want. And if you want them signing, myself and Laura are happy to sign them. And very importantly, we haven't actually talked about this yet. And we really, really wanted to get Jodie Kay on tonight. Now, Jodie Kay, who goes by the name of the White Butterfly, she was obviously doxxed. She's had some troubles in the past. She is a musician. She's very, very talented. And she has just released her debut album, which is full of nationalist music. Now, you can get hold of that through the Patriotic Alternative website. There's a link to that. It's called, as Laura's putting it there, it's called The Acorn. It's really beautifully produced. I've got a digital copy. It's superb. The actual physical copy is superb. It's really, really beautiful. Again, very, very professional. You know, seeing that in your CD collection, it doesn't look like, you know, it's a you know, production by somebody who's just doing it themselves. That could be on the shelves in, you know, HMV or wherever sells CDs these days. I don't know. Does anywhere sell CDs these days? I don't know about that anymore. That's probably a sad thing, isn't it? Probably. Everywhere used to sell CDs. It'd be Virgin Megastores, HMV, Our Price. But yeah, sadly, they have sort of gone the way of the dodo. But this CD, and I love physical media, so get it actually on the CD, and you can get it at www. It's in our Christmas gift guide on the Patriotic Alternative website, but you can get it at www.jodykay.com. That's her personal website. Jodie Kay Music. You can get the album through there. And there's different options. You can just get it as a digital download. You can get it as a CD. You can get both if you want. And it supports somebody who's been a really important part of our movement. She's an absolutely lovely lady. We did want to get her on the show tonight. Myself and Laura said, look, come on the show. But she's actually busy, which was really unfortunate. Now, I really wanted her to come on. And I was going to play some samples of the music and leave you with one of her songs to play out at the end of the show, but sadly she couldn't make it. Now, obviously, we're not going to be doing another show like this before Christmas. The next show like this we will be doing is the yearly roundup, the year in review, which we'll do either at the very beginning of next year or the end of this year, depending on how it falls. So, Laura, you've listened to the album. You're a big fan of it too. It is very well produced. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, I love it. I particularly like track 14, which is called Catherine's Song, which is just absolutely beautiful. When Jodie sent it to me, I had a lump in my throat. She has a way of, she's just so emotive and powerful with her lyrics. And I think the sign of a good song or a good album, or at least an effective song or album, is when number one, it's stuck in your head for a long time, but it's not annoying you. You know, like you can get like Gangnam Style stuck in your head or something. I've had Catherine song stuck in my head for about 2 weeks, and I'm enjoying singing it to myself. So yeah, it's a really good album. We've got songs on there called Lest We Forget Indigenous Peoples Day 2022, Lee Rigby, Brother Down, a tribute to Nick Laurie, a tribute to Simon Harris, In Memoriam, The Acorn, The Fall of Western Man, Here's to England, which is probably her most famous one, and then obviously Catherine's song, but there's 14 songs on there. It's a great album. And just a quick thing about the calendar as well, I believe we've only got around 35 left on the website. So if you want to get one, they're on the Grandma Towler's website. And some people have been asking to have a signed one by Mark or me and Mark. If you just put a little message in when you place the order, we will sign them for you. They are £10 each. And for each calendar, we make just over £5 profit. And all of that money will go to Patriotic Alternative. It won't go to me and Mark, salaries, not that anyone in PA gets a salary, but it will all go to things like leaflets, megaphones, banners, hosting the website, like actual activism stuff as well. So yeah, do consider getting a calendar, because I believe we only have around 35 left, and it would be good to sell them all.
It certainly would. They're very, very good quality, very thick paper. Definitely go for that. So we've done pretty much the good news so far tonight, and I did say in the show notes that we'd be talking about something that's a little bit more difficult later on in the show, and it's a bit about our code of conduct. Now, obviously, talking about these things are a little bit uncomfortable, but I'm going to address this head on. And I was a bit disappointed at the end of last month, because we did a review of the conference and we didn't really get to address this when it happened. But I wanted to address it because I don't want there to be accusations out there that we don't address things, we don't talk about things, and that we're not open with people about things that are going on. We always are. We're always willing to answer questions. We're always willing to talk to the audience. Our doors are always open if people want to come to us. But there was an incident, I believe it was in October, where someone went leafleting outside a school in Scotland. Now, many of you will have seen this because the media made a big thing about it. The media was obviously tried to link this individual with us. Now, I'm not going to say anything bad about this guy. This guy was involved with us, and he isn't involved with us anymore. In fact, he wasn't involved with us when he did the leafleting outside the school. Now, he has been arrested for leafleting outside the school. I don't know why he's been arrested for that, and I don't really agree with it. I don't think he was doing anything illegal in doing that, and I certainly don't think people should be arrested or, you know, have their houses raided for simply putting out leaflets. I think that's beyond the pale. However, I will say this. The young man involved was no longer associated with PA. And we have a very strict rule about leafleting outside school gates. We don't do it. Our activists are told not to do it. Our supporters are told not to do it. All of our regional organisers are told that if anyone at local level suggests any kind of activity outside a school or outside school gates, we don't do it. Now, we had quite a lot of pressure put on us during the COVID lockdowns when they were starting to push the jabs on school children to do protests or to do activities outside schools. And we said no to that. We said no to that because this can be heavily misconstrued. We don't want to be doing things that can be misconstrued or twisted or held against us. And doing things outside school, especially if it ends in an altercation with a parent or, God forbid, with a pupil at the school, this would look even worse. So we don't do it. And sadly, I'm not saying I believe the guy should have been arrested, but this guy did get arrested for it, and it wasn't anything to do with us. He had no longer associated with PA. And, you know, I do believe that fundamentally, people should have, you know, the right within reason to do as they wish. But we choose not to do that because of the connotations. And I hope I've made that really clear. I hope I've explained it properly. If anyone wants to ask any follow-up questions to what I've just said, they can do. Now, people might also ask, you know, what is it that gets someone, you know, in a position where we're no longer associating with them? Well, I'm actually quite soft, and I don't like laying down the law with people. I don't like having to make a break with people, but sometimes that does happen. And if people are going to do things that put the community as a whole at risk, such as leafleting outside a school or doing something that could get unwanted police involvement or the kind of trouble brought down on PA that leafleting outside school gates can, people are warned. And, you know, we are very fair in that we do give people a warning, but repeated breaches of our code of conduct do lead to people being told, you know, please, if you don't want to, if you don't want to follow our code of conduct, please don't come back to meetings. Ultimately, it's an unfortunate situation for the young lad involved. I absolutely do hope that he doesn't have any charges brought against him, but I want to make it clear he was no longer involved in PA when that happened, and we do not endorse any form of political activity at school gates. Is there anything you want to add to that, Laura?
Well, I'll keep it brief, but our enemies really wanted to tie that event to Patriotic Alternative because they are obsessed with us. But like Mark said, it isn't anything to do with PA. This young lad did some leafleting for us towards the start of the year, and then didn't want to follow our code of conduct, so we parted ways, and he hasn't actually been with PA for a while. And obviously, if he did something like that, it wouldn't be following our code of conduct anyway. So, yeah, unfortunately, we can't do anything about it because it's not a PA event. Yeah, there's not really anything to add. We have the code of conduct there to keep individuals safe, but also to keep us safe as an organisation. And, you know, one of the lies that the media likes to spin about us all the time is that PA are purposely trying to target children. You've actually got to be 18 to hold a position within our organisation. And sometimes we have family-friendly events like Easter egg hunts where parents bring their young children to take part. But we had an email from someone today who applied to join us who was 15, and we told him to come back when he's 18. So we don't purposely target children, and we have to be very clear on what the rules are because the media do try to lie about us a lot. But somebody is actually saying in the chat, Mark, that he was arrested for assault. It wasn't for leafleting. So I'm not sure about that.
Well, as I said, I don't know the exact in and outs of what the arrest was for, but there is a blanket ban on activity outside school gates. Even if you're a parent of a child at the school, obviously feel free to talk to your friends at the school gates, but I don't want anyone giving out any PA stuff at school gates because it's just so easily misconstrued. And there are idiots out there who hate nationalism, who hate nationalists, who want to tear down the wonderful community that we as a group, and I mean, when I say we, I don't mean me and Laura, I mean everyone watching this stream, everyone who takes part, everyone who's an activist or a supporter, all the people signed up, all the people who've welcomed us so warmly with our leaflets. The fact is, I don't want anyone harming what we, all of us, have built. And you know, there's people out there who will misconstrue anything, but there is a very damaging connotation to, you know, adults doing things at school gates. So please, please do heed that. And, you know, do understand that this guy, when this happened, he wasn't acting on behalf of PA. They weren't PA leaflets. We had had a clean break with him because of issues of him refusing to follow the code of conduct. The code of conduct is there for your safety. It's there for my safety and Laura's safety, because obviously our heads are on the chopping block ultimately, but it's also there for the safety of the organization and the community as a whole. And if everyone adheres to that, we'll all be better off. So that really draws a line under that. Hope everyone understands, and I hope that's made that clear. Now, it's that time of the month again when we give a rundown. Before we do the question and answers, we're going to give a rundown on all of the exciting activism that that's happened this month. And we're going to make Laura read out the stuff that's happened in Wales, because that's just hilarious. And that's kind of how we roll, isn't it, Laura? Yeah.
If you say so.
I know, yeah. I know. The thing is, people say I'm a dictator. And, you know, sometimes I just like being. So you'll have to read the Welsh one, Laura. I've just passed it into Laura. I don't know. I'll read the Welsh one tonight. That's it. It's Christmas. Come on, it's Christmas. It's December. We can officially celebrate Christmas. Whoever starts, I will read the Welsh one no matter what happens. How's that, Laura? That's my Christmas gift.
Oh, all right.
Shall I start? I'll start.
Okay.
And then I'll make sure I read the Wales one, whatever happens. So here we go. Derby grooming gangs. Over 1,000 leaflets were delivered around Derby to raise awareness of the ongoing grooming gang cover-up. Again, fantastic local activity there from the East Midlands. They're a fantastic group. You can see the leaflet there up on the screen. That's another one that anyone can download. Migrant hotels in Long Eaton. Activists delivered 2,500 tailored leaflets to residents in response to the 400-plus economic migrants brought into the area. Many personal positive responses to our outreach and leaflet wording could be seen mirrored in Facebook posts by concerned residents. We will continue to support them and put pressure on local authorities. Again, great local work there. You know, that's 3,500 leaflets put out in a single month just by these guys. New local contact, new Northamptonshire and Rutland local contact appointed. He's already begun recruiting activists and coordinating activities in the south of the region. Fantastic work. Bonfire night, early November family event by a roaring bonfire with homemade pizzas and cake. Mrs. Mark makes homemade pizzas. I would definitely like to try yours, though, as you appear to be doing it in a proper stone pizza oven. I won't let Mrs. Mark hear this, but I should imagine that you can't beat a pizza made in a stone-baked pizza oven. So, yeah, won't be mentioning that one to her. Remembrance Sunday, a wreath was laid at Critch Monument in honour of those who made the ultimate sacrifice. And PA Fitness, a joint regional event, scrambling Elbow Ridge in Winnetts Pass. Brilliant fun, great exercise and active team building. Well, fantastic work from East Midlands there, and I just keep looking at those pizzas. Now we've got Eastern Region. This is you, Laura.
Does Mrs. Mark make her own pizza dough as well from scratch?
Mrs. Mark makes her own pizza dough from scratch, but we just do it in the regular sort of oven that we've got in the kitchen. We obviously don't have our own pizza oven, but that stone pizza oven there in the West Mids looked amazing.
I know that photograph of there. Bonfire just looks amazing. I told him to save it for the calendar next year for November because it's such a good picture. But yes, Pia Easton. So we spotted a deer on our hike along the Icknield Way. Jodie Kay released their album, Remembering the Fallen, in Norwich, Stevenage, Felixstowe, Harlington, and Hornchurch. Many fitness activities, fortnightly workouts in Bedfordshire, badminton in Essex, and bubble football in Cambridgeshire. Hundreds of specifically made leaflets, delivered in Norwich and Stevenage, protesting against migrant hotels, and they held a cyber security workshop. That was Pia Easton. Absolutely fantastic work, as always.
London. Activists from South East, Eastern and London joined SAT students' rally in memory of Emily Jones and Lola Davitt against immigration with the speeches outside Parliament and the Home Office. Wonderful. PA London visited Eltham near Lee Rigby's Memorial and laid a wreath in nearby Mottingham. Music and meals with activists. Thank you so much to London. Keep up the good work. And I've got to say this. London may be one of the biggest regions in the UK in terms of numbers of people living there, but it's probably the hardest to organise in because London is now, as we said, at best only 37% white British. And many of the activists who were in London PA, they're still with PA, but they're now with other regional groups. So keep up the good work, those still holding on in the capital. This is the northeast.
Yeah, I think Cornelius said something like over 3/4 of people who were with PA London are now with other PA groups and they've just left London. So it's difficult. I'm not sure what's going to happen there, but the guys who are left are doing a cracking job. So the Northeast. So activists from the Northeast attended the Scottish Conference, visiting Stirling Castle the day after, enjoying the best of Scotland. They met up in Newcastle City Centre to show our support at the It's Time for the Truth demonstration concerning the damage caused by COVID vaccinations, unnecessary lockdowns and the impact of the Russia-Ukraine war on the people of Britain. There were guest speakers there, including David Clues of UNN. They went to Gateshead delivering some leaflets, raising awareness about the fact that white British people are on track to becoming a minority in Britain. They went out to pay their respects to fallen soldiers who fought and died for our country and its people for Remembrance Sunday. They went out in South Beach, Blythe, Northumberland, delivering the message of preserving our local environment and protecting our native species. They did a homeless outreach in Newcastle, where they delivered hope to those discarded by the government. And also, what I mentioned earlier, we had the Ghost Tour, which was a joint event between the North East and Yorkshire, where we went round the haunted areas of Durham and learnt about all the grisly murders and ghosts that are there. And we also had new supporters join us this month, PA North East.
Superb. North West, the 5th of November, Manchester PA activists in Greater Manchester Branch went on a walk on the River Mersey, stopping for a break at an outdoor cafe. Several bags of litter were picked up on the way. Amazing stuff. 8th of November, Warrington, PA Cheshire Branch held a social event in Warrington, which included a meal in a local pub, followed by a few games of pool. 13th of November in Liverpool, activists from PA Merseyside Branch paid their respects to remember all those who gave their lives for the love of their nation and people. The 14th of November, Remembrance Sunday, on Armistice Day and Remembrance Sunday, activists from PA Northwest laid wreaths at memorials in 11 cities across the Northwest and the Isle of Man to the honour of the Britons who fought and died in World War I, World War II and more recent conflicts. PA Northwest also made a commemorative video to document the wreath laying by Northwest activists. 16th of November in Manchester, PA Greater Manchester held a pub darts night and were happy to welcome new Northwest activists attending. The 19th of November in Liverpool, Patriotic Alternative Northwest activists met up in Liverpool Merseyside for a social event. 19th of November in Stockport, PA Greater Manchester went for a walk with a litter pick in Reddish Vale Nature Reserve in Stockport. The 20th of November in Liverpool. Gosh, there's so much going on here. It really is just like back to back. And some days you've got multiple activities on the same day. Northwest activists visited Liverpool Maritime Museum before doing two banner drops in the city and then finished with a meal at a local restaurant. 24th of November in Widnes, activists from PA Cheshire Branch held a social event in Widnes, which included a meal in a local pub, followed by a few games of pool. New PA Merseyside and Manchester contacts. PA Northwest are happy to appoint new regional contacts for Merseyside and Greater Manchester, who have both got off to flying starts, organising multiple events in November. And finally, no, two more things. The 26th of November in Furness, Northwest activists delivered 900 Migrant Invasion and White Minority 2066 leaflets in Dalton in Furness, followed by banner drops around Barrow, including two asylum hotels, the Majestic and the Imperial. And on the 27th in Southport, PA Merseyside went for a productive litter pick and walk. I think more happened in the Northwest this month than most nationalist organisations do all year. Scotland.
Yeah, the Northwest are just absolutely cracking as a region. They have a lot of old school nationalists that bring a lot of experience, but a lot of really enthusiastic people in general. And they're doing all of this without a regional organiser. We have a number of officers there, but we don't have an official regional organiser. So if you want to be it, get in touch. But yeah, here's Scotland. So they held their Remembrance Sunday parade, top left. Three leafleting sessions in Arbroath, Camelon and Cumbernauld, handing out over 2,300 leaflets. One of our officers had twins. Yay! Congratulations. Contributed a number of articles to the PA website. Welcome two new community activists into the fold. PA Talk is now able to accept donations during the stream, and any donations that they do receive will go towards funding all of the PA regions. They delivered over 800 leaflets in Stirling, highlighting the government's betrayal of our people. And we also had our annual Scottish conference, which caused a bit of a stir in the local press. It did indeed. Everything that Scotland do seems to cause a bit of a stir in the local press.
It does, it does. They go mental about it, don't they? They get really upset in Scotland. The South East. In the run-up to Trafalgar Day, a number of activists from PA South East and South West joined together to view HMS Victory during the biggest restoration programme in entire history. Activists across the South East paid their respects to the countless soldiers who gave their lives fighting for a country and our people. Seven patriots from the South East went on a hike up and down the steep, muddy hills of the South Downs near Farnham in Surrey. And finally, on a very wet and windy Sunday, six activists from the South East took to a bridge over the eternally busy M25 to continue PA's White Lives Matter campaign. Brilliant work there, and a motorway banner drop. That's how it should be done, unlike those Stop Oil jerks who ruin everyone's day. Southwest.
Okay, so sorry, Mark, I don't have my glasses. Can you do that one? I can't read the white on grey.
Ah, well, it's Christmas. It is very small. Hike around Tintagel, Cornwall, part of the Arthurian legend. This is obviously the Southwest. Leafleting carried out in Cornwall and Somerset, effectively delivered over 600 leaflets. Obviously, we talked with the Southwest regional organiser tonight, gathered at the Cenotaph in Plymouth for Remembrance Sunday, listened to a speech, reflected on the brave servicemen who died for their country, more litter picks in Somerset, visit to Royal Navy docks of Portsmouth with part of a collaboration with the South East region, took in the wonder of HMS Victory, HMS Warrior and the Mary Rose, Sunday pub lunch in Wiltshire, strengthening friendships and planning activism, went for a hike through the hills and forests of Exmoor, welcomed new members as well, and he left off the 2,500 leaflets that they put out, the other 2,500 leaflets. So, yeah, amazing month, and more stuff that carried out there that isn't actually on the graphic. So well done. Wales! And I've got to do Wales as well. As I said, pray there are no annoying names. Our Built by Britons campaign continued with banner drops at Caerphilly Castle, Coity Castle, Castle Castle, and many more. Leafleting continued across the country in Cardiff, Llanelli, and Bryn Mawr. Efforts in Tongwilai and Dol Garog, pictured below, received massive attention, including several media articles. New Joe Marsh videos on the Holodomor, Creeping Stalinism from the Tories, and more available on Odyssey. Joe Welsh's nationalist stream had its first broadcast. PA Wales purchased over £220 worth of clothes and toiletries for YAB Hub Centre in Wrexham as part of the Harvest Festival. The donation was warmly received on behalf of PA for the homeless men of North Wales. And we received dozens of submissions for Remembrance Week. Our activists paid their respect to the fallen heroes for Wales in every corner of the country. We called for an end to wars between brother nations and a future of peace and prosperity for Europe. Now, this is amazing because there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22. There is 23 different remembrance events took place in Wales by PA activists. That is just amazing. West Mids.
Yes, so our activists attended a Remembrance Day service at the National Memorial. Oh, God, this looks like a Welsh word. Arboretum? Sorry, I can't say that. The Shropshire branch activists met for a hike up the Wrekin. We hosted a fitness event in Staffordshire. And in Ironbridge, we celebrated the hard work and ingenuity of our people. So that's PA West Mids. They're a cracking bunch of lads as well, and they're pretty much all face out now as well, which is, you know, something that we're moving towards. And yeah, they just look brilliant. So great work to the West. Well done to the West Mids.
Okay, and finally, last but not least, Yorkshire Remembrance Day. Yorkshire once again held their own sombre ceremony in York Centre, where we honoured our brave ancestors who made the ultimate sacrifice. PA leader Mark Collett spoke alongside activist and ex-serviceman Alec Yerbury. We concluded with a meal nearby. PA's intrepid mountaineers undertook two scrambles in the Peak District. We were joined by activists from the North West and the Midlands, led by Yorkshire's own mountain goat Simon, and Compassionate Nationalism. A lovely lady in East Yorkshire generously provided these hand-knitted hats, scarves and hand warmers. We promptly delivered them to some of the most needy. Imagine how snug they'd be in a hotel room. What a novel thought. Well, that brings us to the end of the roundup of activism. So all we have left is the questions and answers. So let us do those. We'll start, as always, with the entropy. Max Anderson gave £10. Thank you so much. And said, we are living through some dark times, but there's a lot to be hopeful for. The struggle makes us strong. Well done, PA. Thank you so much. So Weird Internet Guy gave £20. Thank you, Weird Internet Guy. He said, is it true you've taken inspiration from Yi's recent InfoWars appearance and decided to appear in a full GIMP outfit for all future PWRX episodes? Toller told me he's going to be a GIMP master during the show's new format. Is this true? Because that's what I heard. Do you know what? After this, I did joke with people that I was going to appear on the next PWR in a balaclava like Kanye, but I have since thought against that because you know that even if I tried to have a bit of good-natured fun with people, there would be some jerk saying that I was doing it because I was some sort of paramilitary. But yes, Kanye was very interesting the other night on Alex Jones and certainly showed Alex Jones up for what he is, which is a shill. VM gave £3. Thank you so much. And said, regardless if Pierre gets registered, should there be a pact cooperation between other genuine nationalist parties to ensure the public know where our candidates are standing to avoid splitting the votes? Yeah, we've already said that. As and when we're registered, and we will be registered eventually, we will not be standing against other nationalist groups. We already help other nationalist groups with their leafleting when we can. We're not going to be standing on anyone's toes. We don't want nationalists getting, you know, 7% of the vote, but the seven parties standing, we all get 1%. It'd be better if one party got 7% and gave the establishment a bit of a shock. Bill Biz gave $30. Thank you so much. He said, Mark, excellent book review with Kevin McDonald and best wishes to all of PA. Thank you so much. The book review was rather special. Kevin McDonald is a legend. Lawrence of Somerset gave £5. Thank you so much. He said, I've never been more excited for PA as it goes into 2023. All regions have been smashing it. Bring on the new year and let's cement PA as the pedigree nationalist organization. Have a lovely Christmas and Happy New Year. Thank you so much. Stan Wong gave £10. Thank you so much. And said, agree with the post above, onwards and upwards into 2023. Thank you so much. Glenn the Chinaman gave $10 and said, Blair Cottrell is incorrect that all non-whites cheer on anti-whitism. Blair lives in Australia and should visit Singapore. There are European ethnic neighbourhoods, politicians of European descent and protected by anti-discrimination laws. Thank you so much. And Glenn, I want to say thank you for your support over the years. I don't believe that all non-whites cheer on white demise. We do have people who've supported PA for a long time from South America, from the Orient. I have people who write to me who are of African descent, who are from the Indian subcontinent, who all support PA and what we do. And I thank all of those people. I think that there's plenty of people waking up to the fact that a white erasure is a bad thing for all people. Beer Hall Pooch gave an amazingly generous $500. Thank you so much. He said, 500 thank yous for being a solid worker and for always being there for me and others. You're a true Nat Sock. Please buy Sophia something nice. Hail the kids. Well, thank you so much, Beer Hall Pooch. That's very generous. And I thank you from the bottom of my heart. I shall ensure she has a nice Christmas. Thank you, my friend. And obviously, you and I are in touch for such a generous donation. If you would like a signed copy of my book, I'd be willing to send you one of those. Thank you so much. 123 gave $25 and said, looking good, guys. Thank you so much. Thin Red Line gave $5 and said, PA go from strength to strength. Thank you very much. And Maypole Antiques gave $5 and said, good evening. Such a white pill seeing all the activity in the regions, especially after the census results. The more we push, the more people will become aware of our situation. Well, that is all the paid chats. Thank you so much to everyone who donated. And let's do the non-paid ones. Rouse Yourself from Slumber said, thoughts. I'm going to throw this to Laura because this is Laura's favorite topic. Thoughts on the online content creators who act like PA doesn't exist. We are the elephant in the room. Come on, Laura. That's if I say anything, I'll be bitter and twisted, but you say it, it's cute and funny.
That is so mean, making me answer that one. Look, we're headed in different directions. Some people are out there doing stuff, trying to implement positive change, and some people are not doing that or not supporting the people that do. We can't do anything about it. I don't know if you want to say anything, Mark.
I do want to say something, and this is something that I do. I think it's really important to say, okay, I understand that not everybody is going to be a frontline activist, okay? And I'm not asking everyone to be a frontline activist. Everyone has their role to play in a movement. And let's do a military analogy, because I'm usually pretty good with a military analogy. Not everyone is going to be a frontline shock troop who takes the fight to the enemy. There are going to be planners. There are going to be people who, you know, maintain the rifles, who make sure the tanks keep running. There are going to be people who fuel the vehicles. There are going to be people who load munitions. There are going to be people who cook the soldiers' meals. And then back at home, there are going to be people who make munitions, who sew warm clothes. There are going to be people who take it upon themselves to write letters to lonely soldiers to keep their spirits up. There's so many ways people can take part in the movement. There are frontline activists. There are organizers. There are writers. There are content creators. There are donors. There are people who do things like the lovely lady who knitted hats and hand warmers for the homeless so that we could go out and give them some. There's so many ways you can take part. And I don't ever diminish the way people choose to take part in this movement, as long as they're doing something positive. You know, if you want to be an activist, great. If you want to be the guy that gives £10 every stream because you can't go out and do activism because you work as a teacher, great. If you're the guy who writes articles for the website and that's your thing, wonderful. If you're the guy that does the infographics or designs leaflets, brilliant. I used to be the head of publicity for the BNP. I was the guy who designed the leaflets. You know, people can play a role, but you have to play a role. And we've just seen these census results come in. And those census results aren't just worrying. They're not just frightening. They're something that should be terrifying to people. They're a kick up the bum to everyone. 10 years ago, 4 in 5 people living in Britain were white Britons. Now, only 3 in 4 people living in Britain are white Britons. We are becoming fewer and fewer in number and a lower percentage of the population. And it is happening at an alarming rate. And since those census results have come out, the response from the Tories in terms of talking about it has been to laugh and gloat. And the response in terms of policy from the immigration minister has been to say that he is going to refuse to turn the boats around. That policy has been scrapped. The policy they were saying of turning the boats around and sending the migrants back has been scrapped. He said it's untenable. It doesn't work. I mean, what a stupid thing to say. You can't reduce migration by stopping people coming in. That makes no sense. It's sort of Orwellian doublespeak. This is what we're facing, and it's only going to get worse. Our capital city is lost. Our second city is lost. And I don't want to be a defeatist, but there is no viable fight back now in London. That is it. London is basically, at best, small enclaves of whites hanging on, and at worst, it's totally gone. So if content creators out there are making money off this community, they're doing these endless streams, these endless streaming parties where they make huge amounts of money, and they can't at very, very least, they can't at very, very least just say, go and support PA, go and put some leaflets out, go and get involved in the community. I don't know what's wrong with them. And if they don't want to say, go and support PA, well, go and support, tell your audience to go and support another party, another group, another organization. But at this late stage, when we're not potentially now looking at 2066, but we might be looking now in the 2050s. I mean, what do you think, Laura? 2050s? I mean, that really is, a realistic situation. You know, we could have lost it all by the 2050s. I mean, at the rate we're declining, by about 2050, we'll be 54% white, British. You know, it'll be gone before 2066. 2066. So if you're not, if you're a content creator and you're making the fat super chat and you're streaming once a week and sitting on your butt for the rest of the time, I'm not asking you to throw us your super chats. I'm not saying you have to come and leaflet with us. I'm not saying you have to buy a ticket to our event. I'm just saying, please send your supporters our way and say, do something, or send them the way of any group that's active and say, we must fight now, because if we don't fight today, there really isn't going to be a tomorrow. That's my take on it. Would you like to add anything, Laura?
I just think we're so far past that kind of 2016 era where we were all making YouTube videos and just talking about things. And now we have something, we have organisation, we have a network, and we are beginning to make changes, just even small changes to begin with, like getting Drag Queen Story Hour events cancelled and the success that we had with Linton on News. And I do think that if this is your full-time job and you are making money from the nationalist community, then there is an obligation there to at least put on a platform the activists and the people who are making a change in the world. You don't have to be an activist coming out leafleting yourself, but I think you at least have to support them. And I'm not even saying it has to be PA, but the time for talk has passed and the time for action is now. And obviously we will still be talking about things, we will still be sharing things, but we do need to act. And yeah, I do think there is an obligation to at least support those who are doing something if you can't do it yourself.
Okay, thank you. VM said, for the community streams, thoughts on hosting them on the PA Odyssey channel for other members to host their own PA shows, like a monthly music discussion or other media? Look, if there's any PA people who want to hold, if there are PA groups or regional groups who want to host their streams on the PA Odyssey, they're welcome to. Kelt said, Kanye West opened the Overton window on Jewish power. How is PA responding? Look, PA have always been honest about these issues. We've always said White Lives Matter. Kanye said that. We've always talked about Jewish power very openly. And Kanye's now talking about that. I'd love to speak to Kanye. I don't think I'm ever going to get the chance. I find that gutting in some ways, because I've spent my whole life talking about these issues. I'm not going to get to talk to him. I'd love to give him a copy of my book. I'd love to spend some time with the guy. I think he's very interesting. Not sure if he's ever going to do that. Not sure if he would have something to do with someone like me, because I'm not as big as sort of Alex Jones or, the Tim Cast or anything like that. But Kanye, if by miracle you're listening to this, I would love to speak to you. I'd love to give you 2 hours, 3 hours, whatever you need. Me and you, PWR, tell us what you're thinking. I'd love to hear that. I'm not an aggressive interviewer. I'd love to work with the guy. Probably never going to get the chance. I wish him all the best. I don't wish any ill on him. And I think the people working alongside him, I also wish them the best. Take the truth as far as you can. And I've got to say this, there are people that are deeply partisan on some of these issues, and they won't support so-and-so because so-and-so's friends with so-and-so. They won't work with so-and-so because so-and-so wants to do a stream with so-and-so who they don't like. It's too late in the day to be partisan and to turn your nose up at other people's work and effort. At the end of the day, Kanye West has said things that have got people thinking, and we've got to be thankful for that. Ultimately, I'm not going to knock the guy. So yeah, and if he ever did work with me, I'd be happy to hear what he had to say and give him, obviously he's a guy with a much bigger platform than me, so I don't see why he would come on my show. But if he wanted to, I would obviously let him. And I'd welcome him and treat him fairly. Rouse Yourself from Slumber said, which US president do you think was the best? Well, you've just got to say Trump, haven't you? I don't know. Laura, which US president do you like the best? I'm saying Trump. That's going to annoy some people. It'll please some people, but it was definitely Trump.
I'm not qualified to answer that question. I don't know enough about them.
Just say Trump, so you're in the same mess as I am. Say it.
I can't say Trump.
Oh, God. Do you see, this is, Laura's meant to be, it's meant to be loyal Laura. Tonight she's had me do all the horrible stuff. I've had to read out the Welsh names. She's refusing to back me on Trump. She's not talking about the content creators. It's all on me. VM said, don't worry reading this out.
Maybe what? Kennedy, I'll say.
Go on then. Oh, He said, don't worry reading this out, so I'm not going to. Thoughts on the city of Birmingham? Yeah, probably wouldn't want to live there. And yeah, it's only 42% white and British, another city that's gone. And he roused himself from slumber, said, climate change activists are allowed to protest at schools, though. How funny. Well, look, one thing that we've got to realise, and I say this to people time and time again, there's two sets of rules. There's sets of rules for people who fundamentally push the establishment line, and the sets of rules for people who don't push the establishment line or push back against the establishment line. I'll give you a great example of this. On January the 6th, some rowdy and mainly harmless protesters went into the Capitol building in America. They're now up on federal charges and look like they're going to be spending years in federal penitentiaries. Earlier in Trump's presidency, Black Lives Matter and Antifa supporters took over entire districts of cities, went into government buildings, barricaded themselves in, created what they called autonomous zones, where they basically were allowed to kick out the police, the medical teams, the fire brigade, and run whole sections of the cities as if they were sort of barter town from Mad Max 3. It was, well, but not as successful. They were, these things completely flopped. And, you know, it was terrible. It was absolutely terrible. The fact is, there are two sets of rules. There are sets of rules for BLM, Antifa, the climate change people, and there are sets of rules for nationalists, for patriots, for traditionalists. It's why anti-abortion activists, pro-life activists, get raided by the FBI in America, but pro-abortion activists turn up at Republican, you know, politicians' houses and throw filth at their houses, scream abuse at them, threaten their family members, and there's no action. There is a system that has been fashioned that has two sets of rules, and unfortunately we have to abide by the stricter set, and that's just the way it is. Ultimately, when it comes down to it, until we're in a position to change the law, we have to be careful how we approach issues that could land us in legal problems. Simple as that. I'm sure Laura will agree on that. Anyway, we have come to the end of the questions. We've come to the end of a very, very, well, brilliant, brilliant, you know, community stream for the end of a month, which is usually pretty pretty slow. So Laura, do you want to have the final words before we close things down?
Yes, sure. Next year we are already beginning to plan some really big things at Patriotic Alternative. A lot of things are going to be changing, and we've got some really exciting announcements. So now is the time to get involved. And there are two ways, really, that you can support us. The first one is to go to our website, go to the Play Your Part tab, and sign up and become an activist. You don't have to deliver leaflets or attend street protests or things like that. There's so much that you can do, even if it's just admin work behind the scenes, proofreading, writing articles for the website, that kind of stuff, editing photos, making videos. I guarantee there's some skill that you've got that we could use. So go to the website, get involved with your region, wherever you are in Britain. And then the second way that you can support us is through donating to us. So donating through the Patriotic Alternative website. None of that money gets wasted. We are very, very careful with what we spend it on. And it might be things like hosting the website. It might be things like leaflets or, I don't know, security for the website. It might be things like banners or megaphones, or there's so many things that we need at PA. So even if you can only chip in, I don't know, £5 a month, don't think that it won't be valued, because it will. And we are 100% supported by the public, so we couldn't do this without you guys. But yeah, look out for next year, because I think all the regional organisers after the last RO call that we had were so hyped, because there's some really big things coming. And what are we doing next month, Mark? Because it's December, we're having like a yearly roundup or something?
We are having our usual yearly roundup. But there was one last thing I wanted to say, because I thought of this just after. I often forget little things because these streams are sort of quite high energy, etc., etc. But there is one thing I did want to actually talk about that I had forgotten, which was, the fact that we still do have our Christmas parties coming up, don't we?
Yes, we do. Yeah.
And ultimately, the Christmas parties, they are, they are basically going to be fantastic. They're always fantastic. And if you are in one of the regions, if you are in one of our busy regions, jump on board with those Christmas parties. Make sure you're, part of those, because they're absolutely fantastic. And I'm just reading the chat. Jump on board with the Christmas parties. The chat's going past and I've just seen two extra questions that have popped up. Jump on board with the Christmas parties. They're really, really good. Real good end to the year. Christmas parties actually predated PA. We had Christmas events in Leeds before PA was formally founded. So please do get involved with those. And we do have two final questions with the ones I was pulling up. He said, would you do a PWR with white papers? Yes, I would. They would very much like that. And they also asked, is Manchester still majority white or not? I don't know about that one. But yeah, we would definitely do. It is, yeah. Okay, well, that brings us to the end of the stream. Have a wonderful Christmas. Well, you'll see me before. And we will be back later this month, or the very beginning of January, for a year in review, which I'll be very much looking forward to. We've also got some Christmassy streams coming up. The Christmas parties are coming up. Make sure you get in touch with your local regional group to attend those. Laura, do you have any final words before we wrap it up?
No, just take... Oh, I can't talk tonight. Take care. I haven't slept. Take care. Have a good weekend. And look after yourselves. I'll be back on Monday with Sam for Tea Time with Sam and Laura. And thank you to everyone who contributed to this stream and got involved with their regions and did something this month. Take care, everyone. See you soon.
Thank you so much. Stay strong. Keep fighting. If you're out doing activism this weekend, make sure you stay safe. Good luck with that. All those leaflets are up on the website. You can download them and use them at your leisure. I'll be back on Wednesday with Tim Murdoch for Patriotic Weekly Review. And I'll be back on Sunday with Sam Barkley and Patriot for the Nationalist A-Team, where we're doing a full breakdown of the Kanye madness. I'll see you all on Sunday night. Thank you so much, everyone. Good night. Thank you to everyone who donated so generously. And thank you to everyone who watched. Have a great weekend.